School Basketball 104.7 WKJC brought to you in part by Knuckle Oil of Standish, Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Morris Clark Furniture in West Branch, and Alpena Community College in Alpena. And Osco to starting lineups here tonight, starting for Standish Sterling. Number 3, Brayton Sullivan. Number 4, Brody Sullivan. Number 20, Nick Nuremberg. Number 24, Cooper Broughton. Number 30, Truman King. Ogama Heights, they'll start number 1, Riley McDaniels. Number 2, Cooper Klan. Number 3, Oliver Gruber. Number 10, Sawyer Dack. And number 23, Quinn Kudamash. We're ready to go. Brad Allen alongside Grant Cortman. Metallica finishes playing there.
Oh, fired up.
Ready
enter the Sandman.
Now.
Student section's on their feet. Doesn't get better than us.
This is a great. This is easily the most full gym I've seen yet this year on a Tuesday night. Leading into a snowstorm. Brody Sullivan for the Panthers will jump against Sawyer Dack for Ogama Heights. Tip is controlled by the Panthers. Brody Sullivan will dribble it up the left side. Panthers will go right to left. Left side now it's Nick Nuremberg. Hands it off to Brody Sullivan. Up top, Truman King. Pump fakes a three. Guarded by Gruber. Drives inside and kicks it back out to Nick Nuremberg. He'll dribble and they'll start their motion to Brayden Sullivan. Sullivan drives, kicks out to Brody Sullivan. Drives to the block. He'll kick back out Brayden Sullivan. They're giving him a lot of space. They're going to let him shoot. Picks up his dribble. Goes up top Brody Sullivan. He drives right to the right side block and scores through the contact of Cooper Klan. Quickly up the court to Riley McDaniels. Right to the rim and scores.
Ogama Heights not wasting any time getting that ball to court. Being really fast right to the hoop.
2-2. Here come the Panthers. Brayden Sullivan steps into a three. Short and off to the right. And it's saved off of Sawyer Dack as Sullivan shot the three, missed it, was able to run to the baseline and throw it off of Sawyer Dack to keep the ball down low with the Panthers. Cooper Pratt will inbound from underneath the basket, looking. Finally, will just fire up top to Truman King. Truman King drives to the free throw line, bounce pass down low. Cooper Pratt will score.
Beautiful vision and awareness right there, and early bucket.
Makes it 4-2. Gruber quickly up the court. Kicks it out to Sawyer Dack. Cross court to Cooper Klan. He'll try a three. Knock it down.
No hesitation whatsoever. Ogama Heights taking your advice, making those threes early.
5-4, Ogama Heights. Brayden Sullivan will jog it across. Left side, Nick Nuremberg. Now to Brody Sullivan. Up top, Truman King for a deep three. That's off to the left. Rion Quinn Kudamash. Point guard will bring it up. Left side, Cooper Klan. Now to Oliver Gruber. Drives baseline. Kick back out to Klan. Klan into the lane, throws it up right hand, got the friendly roll. 7-4, Ogama Heights, a fast pace, 2 minutes. Brayden Sullivan walking across, drive to that right side, right through the body of Quinn Kudamash, and they're going to say foul on the floor, blocking foul on Quinn Kudamash. Sullivan made the bucket, it won't count. 6:14 to play in our first quarter. 7-4, Ogama Heights. 5 early points from Cooper Klan. Cooper Pratt will trigger from underneath. Bounce pass straight down low to Sullivan, who will hand it back to Pratt, and Quinn Kudamash gets a steal, and now a foul coming on Standish Sterling. That one's going to go on number 20, Nick Nuremberg. His first team first. Quinn Kudamash will walk it across here for Ogama Heights. Right side to Cooper Klan. Zone defense played here. Truman King picks off a pass. Now it's just going to be a foot race to the bucket. Truman King, too strong on a layup. Oliver Gruber had some defense. King just missed it. Rebound to Cooper Klan. Left side, Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels out to Klan. Open three. Oh. A little bit long. Rebound to Oliver Gruber. He has it poked away. It goes to Sawyer. Dack up in the lane and scores.
Wow, what effort by Ogama Heights right there. They had the open three, missed it, but they came down fighting for those boards. There's about three of them down there. Excellent effort early from Ogama.
9-4, Ogama Heights. And Brody Sullivan will be fouled by Riley McDaniels as he drives left baseline. Just gets blocked out of bounds. Both student sections in the house tonight. Cooper Pratt will inbound from underneath. That's the first foul of McDaniels, second on the team. And picked off by McDaniels. Ball bouncing around, and Dak will come away with it. He gives it to McDaniels. Here come the Falcons on the run. Right to the lane is McDaniels. Little hop step in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Nick Nuremberg. He'll hand it off to Brayden Sullivan. 9-4, Ogama Heights. just about 3 minutes into this one. Truman King drives left side of the lane. Pass to Brody Sullivan. Up and under, no good. And a rebound by Riley McDaniels, and here come the Falcons. Cross-court pass to Quinn Kudamash, right to the lane. Little hesitation and scores.
Woo. Nice little finger roll finish there off the side. Very impressive.
11-4, Ogemaw Heights. Brayden Sullivan will walk it across. He'll stop top, get a screen from Prout. Spin it in the lane, has it poked away, pass to Brody Sullivan and scores. Not sure that was a pass or was ripped out of his hands, but Sullivan with 4 points.
He'll say it was a pass.
Yeah, he'll say it's a pass. 11-6, about halfway through our first quarter. Quinn Kudamash left side, now up top to Cooper Klan. Right side, Gruber, open three. Little long. Rebound to Brayden Sullivan. Sullivan will jog it across. Drive right down the lane. Goes up on the left side through the contact of Kudamash. He scores. And that'll make it 11-8. Panthers trailing by three. Cooper Klan up top. Extra pass to Gruber in the corner for three. Knock it down.
Right now, Stanford running that zone defense. They're having a tough time getting out to the three-point line and covering the whole distance right now. And Ogemaw Heights is doing a great job of passing and facilitating the ball across the three-point line.
14-8. Ogemaw Heights an early lead. Cross-court pass, Brayden Sullivan, right side. Deep three. Missed everything. And it'll go out of bounds. And a timeout here for Standish. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. School basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Sullivan Exteriors in West Branch, Smith & Associates CPAs of Standish, Edenfield's Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Rose City Ace Hardware, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. 14-8, Ogemaw Heights over the top of Standish Sterling, and like you said, it's been really crisp passing, able to find holes in the 2-3 zone of Standish Sterling, and they're knocking down threes.
Yeah, Ogemaw Heights has came out here, and they're ready to play, and, you know, really fast up the court once they're getting rebounds or turnovers. Great passing. You couldn't ask for a much better start right now if you're Ogemaw.
Plenty of energy in the building. 3:42 to play here in our first quarter. Gruber has it at the free throw line. Kick out to Klan. Klan guarded by Sullivan. Now out to Gruber. Gruber back to Klan. Klan drives, shoots it from the baseline, and got it to go. And when you're knocking down mid-range jumpers, everything's going for you. It's 14-8. Ogemaw Heights leads. Brayden Sullivan drives right baseline. He'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
He thought about shooting at three, but he just airballed one right before a commercial break. Great little hesitation step, driving to the hoop and drawing the contact.
Yeah, I'm all for giving him space and letting him shoot, if that's your game plan. But when he drives, you gotta get over to him. You got to still find a way to get by him. I mean, that's how you got to guard Brayden Sullivan, is you got to make him shoot the three. First free throw is off to the right and short. This game brought to you in part by Debbie's Tax Service of Rose City, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, D&M Supply of Homer, the Travel Insurance Agency of Standish, and your local McDonald's in Rose City, Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Tawa City. Second free throw by Sullivan. That one falls. And Brayden with 3 points on the night. Makes it 16-9, Ogemaw Heights. Right side, Quinn Kudamash. Back up top, Cooper Klan. Slowing it down just a little bit as they call play. And we have music playing. We didn't stop the game. All right, we're good. Oliver Gruber on the left side. Quinn Kudamash, left corner, three. Rim out, no good. And rebound to Brayden Sullivan. Brayden Sullivan will jog it across. Panthers trail by seven. Left side, Brody Sullivan, guarded by Cooper Klan. And we have a foul. Looks like illegal screen. They tried to run a double screen to get Truman King open, and looks like the foul is going to go on Brayden Sullivan for an illegal screen. Sorry, 34, so that's new player into the game. That's Adrian, who had that one. Quinn Kudamash has it in the right corner. Now up top is Oliver Gruber. Left side to Cooper Klan. Into the corner, Gruber, pump fake a three, drives inside, tries to hand it off to McDaniels, down low, he does, and now we have a travel underneath by Riley McDaniels. That'll send the ball back to the Panthers. 16-9, Ogemaw Heights. Brayden Sullivan will jog it across for the Panthers. Left side to Brody Sullivan. Looking, goes up top to Adrian. Adrian inside to Nuremberg, goes up at the rim and scores.
Excellent vision right there, getting that pass right down low. And Stash is working their way back into this game a little bit more now, and defense ends looking a little bit better.
Quinn Kudamash, right wing three, a little long. Rebound pulled down by Zeke Adrian. Braden Sullivan will jog it across. It's 16-11. Brody Sullivan, a pull-up three, and he traveled leading into it.
Just a little bit too much hesitation right there. I think he was a little surprised how wide open he was, overthought it, and led to a travel there. And Standish has four turnovers already here in the first quarter. It's a number that they want to get down in this game a little bit to work their way back from a five-point deficit.
Brody Sullivan and Nick Nuremberg check out. Kaysen Wendell and Caleb Emmons will check in for Standish. 16-11, Ogama Heights, 1:49 to play in our first quarter. Quinn Kudamash walks it across the timeline. Standing out by the gray volleyball line, we'll go to Cooper Klan on the left wing. Inside to Miller. Cam Miller can't hang on to it, and Zeke Adrian gets a steal. He'll get it up to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan gets across half court, drives, kick out to Truman King. Open three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley McDaniels. McDaniels runs it across, gets it into the lane to Cooper Klan, who goes back out to Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash drives a little floater, no good, and rebound knocked out of bounds by Wendell, and it'll stay with Ogama Heights. Sawyer Dak back into the game for Ryland McDaniels. 1:13 to play in our first quarter, 16-11 Ogama Heights over undefeated Standish. Right side, Cam Miller. Miller outside to Klan, who swings it back up top. Now left wing is Oliver Gruber working against Wenzel. A couple of jab steps, drives to the short corner, has the ball poked away, kicks back out Sawyer Dak. Corner three. Just barely got the front rim, and rebound comes down to Wendell. Braden Sullivan now will bring it up for the Panthers. Kick out to Wendell, drives to the free throw line, shoots a mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Quinn Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash left side to Cooper Klan. I think I just heard Coach Alex Jennings say one shot, so I think we're going to burn these last 40 seconds. And, by the way, Cooper Klan standing up top, thinking that might be true.
Good little strategy right now. Ogama Heights has been really fast-paced right here. Slow down the game. Enjoy your lead right here, and let's get a good shot to end the first quarter with.
And also, yeah, you're the underdog. You got no problem the clock being in your favor right now. Cooper Klan just dribbling up top, guarded by Truman King. 12 seconds, Sawyer Dak will set a screen. Left side to Quinn Kudamash. 7 seconds. Gets a screen by Dak. Drives inside. Kudamash loses it going in, and we have a travel with 1:03 left. Good defense by the Panthers. So now it'll be Wendell inbound. Full court pressure here by the Panthers, or by the Falcons. Not going to let him just inbound it. We've got a foul. We got a foul coming up, and I'm going to guess it's going on Quinn Kudamash, who's having a conversation with the official, who's pleading his case. And it is going to go on Quinn with a push.
Yeah, the rare inbound foul on the inbound play that they were looking to throw it to about half court, maybe get one half court shot off. Not very common to see that foul called.
But still got an inbound from about, I mean, just ahead of the three-point line. They still got about two-thirds of a court to go here in 1.3 seconds. Sullivan, baseball pass down low. Truman King steps into the mid-range jumper. It'll go if it goes, and it just hits off the rim. Two or three different spots on the rim. At the end of one, it's Ogama Heights 16, Standish Sterling 11 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights after one. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Willard's Equipment in West Branch, Four Star Wiring Cable Inc. of West Branch, H&R Block of West Branch, and West Branch Collision. Ogama Heights starts with the basketball again, leading by five as we start our second quarter of play. Cooper Klan with the basketball up top. He'll give it off to Riley McDaniels. Left side, Oliver Gruber for three. It's a little short. And Gruber will save it before it goes out of bounds and get it to Cooper Klan. Good effort. Quinn Kudamash, left side, McDaniels. McDaniels drives into the lane, goes up through some contact. Will it go? Yes! Ooh! Not quite sure how he got that one to go down. Falling away. Two players ran into Riley McDaniels, able to find a way to put it up and in. Panthers lead by seven and a chance for one more.
Well, that's what you like to call a weight room right there. I mean, going through the contact, getting that up and getting it in. And what an impressive start for Omaha so far.
McDaniels finishes the three-point play. They lead at 19-11. Ogama Heights does. Braden Sullivan will jog it across. Gets a screen from Adrian. Kick out Wendell. Wendell will dribble it back out, guarded by Quinn Kudamash. Now driving right side, Wendell. Wendell in the lane, trips. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Zeke Adrian, who goes up. Can't get that one to go. Rebound comes out to Quinn Kudamash. He's on the run. Up court to McDaniels, and a little high for Ryland. Quinn Kudamash so dangerous in that situation, usually on the run like that. Missed one right there.
Just trying to push the pace just a little bit too much. You know, they're trying to get it all back right here, and Ogama's trying to, you know, push their first quarter into the second quarter, so just need to slow it down just a little bit.
Emmons goes right side to Adrian. Adrian, left side, King. Truman King drives baseline, goes up short on a floater, got his own rebound. Up underneath, that's blocked by Gruber, and a rebound to Sawyer Deck. Gruber right side to McDaniels. He'll drive baseline on Emmons. Kick to Cooper Klein outside, now up top, Kudamash, right side, Gruber. Gruber, pump fake at three, a couple of jab steps, and now he will go cross court to Quinn Kudamash. Left corner now, Cooper Klein, inside to McDaniels. McDaniels drives through the lane, can't get that one to go. Rebound comes down to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan right side to King. Truman King, stop and pop, three, trying to draw a foul, can't get it to go, and a rebound by Oliver Gruber. Gruber left side to Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash will dribble into the lane, right to that right lane. And on the right side, Quinn Kudamash lays it up and in. 21-11. A 5-0 start to the quarter for Ogama Heights. Wendell goes left side to Emmons. Emmons up top, Adrian. Adrian back up top to Wendell. Wendell right side to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan will drive right to the lane. Go up and got it to go.
That's a good job right there by Sullivan. Just taking control of the ball, getting to the hoop. Stash really needed a basket right there and did a good job of getting there and executing it.
Oliver Gruber cross court to Cooper Klein on the left wing. Now back to Gruber on the right wing. Bounce pass in to Sawyer Dak. Sawyer Dak drives right into Adrian. Got it with the foul.
I tell you what, Ogama Heights must have thought this was like a wedding or something because they get their plus ones all over the place because it's an and one fest. It's impressive, though. I mean, they have the finish there, and, you know, I got to think they're hitting the weight room. You know, I had to think that a little bit.
They've got to be. I mean, they are, and the control that they have while doing it is beyond impressive right now. And it's already a 10-point lead. They can have their biggest lead of the game of 11 if Sawyer Dak knocks home the free throw a little bit long. Got his own rebound. Left side, Riley McDaniels. Right side, Gruber. Back up top to Klan. And right side, Gruber. Looking inside to McDaniels. Couple of dribbles, gets a screen. Back to McDaniels, down low. Cross court, Dak for three in the corner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Truman King. 23-13, Ogama Heights over top of Standish. Braden Sullivan right to the rim, and can't get that one to go, but he will go to the line to shoot two. Not hitting the weight room, I guess, like Ogama Heights was.
Well, maybe not. You know, maybe they just took a little break off, mid-winter break.
A little harder foul maybe right there, too. He got full-on grabbed as he was going up. Braden Sullivan at the line where he is 1-for-2 on the day. First one is up and good. This game brought to you in part by Culligan Water of West Branch, Ace Electric Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, and Relevant Electronics in Standish. 23-14, Ogama Heights over top of the Panthers. Second free throw rattles home, and that is now 6 points on the night. 7 points on the night, excuse me, for Braden Sullivan. Cooper Klan has it left wing for Ogama Heights. Now up top to Oliver Gruber. 5 minutes to play in the half. Klan will drive on the left side, go up left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Emmons, and the Panthers will bring it up, trailing by 8. Braden Sullivan on the right side, working on Klan, drives right to the rim, He will go up strong, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Klein, who fires it up court to McDaniels. One-on-one with Truman King. McDaniels up and can't get it to go. And Truman King with a rebound. Up to Nuremberg, who then goes to Emmons. Emmons hands it to Braden Sullivan. Braden Sullivan between the legs, drives baseline, hop step in the lane, kick back out to Emmons. Emmons on the left wing. Will drive, had it poked away, drives through some contact. He'll fire it up. And we'll see if they say that's on the floor, if he'll go to the line. And looks like they are going to send Emmons to the line to shoot two. Sawyer Dak picks up the foul.
Stanch doing a great job of finding themselves to the free throw line here. And on the defensive end, Stanch is really starting to tighten it up. You know, first quarter, they were letting them shoot those threes a little bit more. They're starting to tighten them up. And they're still impressed with Ogemaw's ability to, you know, rush down the court, you know, really push the pace, get those fast breaks going. They had an excellent outlet pass there, just unable to finish at the rim. So, you know, both these teams are doing some well things here in the second quarter for sure.
Mason Dunn, Quinn Kudamas check back into the game. And both free throws missed by Emmons. Cooper Klan will get the rebound. Right side, Oliver Gruber. He's harassed by Sullivan. Kick back out to Quinn Kudamas, left side, now Cooper Klan. Guarded by Emmons, gets a screen for McDaniels. Cooper Klan now getting a screen for McDaniels again. Back up top, Mason Dunn. Right side, Oliver Gruber. He'll go and set the screen. Bounce pass into Mason Dunn. What a play. What a pass. Makes it 25-15, Ogemaw Heights. Braden Sullivan with the basketball for the Panthers. Left side, Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg, a couple of pass fakes up top to Cooper Prout. Cooper Prout goes left side. Caleb Emmons for three, left wing. Well short. Rebound pulled down by Oliver Gruber. Quinn Kudamas up that right side. One-on-one at the rim with Prout. He'll lay it up. No good. Rebound McDaniels, and he'll be fouled by Emmons and go to the line to shoot two.
What an effort by McDaniels to get down the court and get that rebound. Ogemaw Heights had that layup right there. It was a one-on-two situation, but McDaniels hustled down, got the rebound off of that, and finds his way right to the line.
3:21 to play in our first half. McDaniels at the line, trying to extend the Ogemaw Heights lead. And Stanish going to take a timeout for the free throw here on WKJC, your power station for sport. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by the law office of Dwayne Hadley and Standish, the Fall Inn of Rose City, Standish and West Branch Pharmacies, and North Central Area Credit Union of Standish. We'll take that timeout as Ryland McDaniels at the free throw line. He made the first. Couple of dribbles, settles into the second, knocks that one home too. 5 points in the quarter by Ryland McDaniels, 7 in the game. And it's the largest lead of the game for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons at 12, 27-15. Braden Sullivan drives, reverse layup, can't get it to go. And it is Ryland McDaniels with the rebound. Up court to Oliver Gruber. Gruber drives left side, hop step through the contact, scores! It is just whatever Ogemaw Heights wants right now.
Yeah, they're able to, you know, push that pace down low, and they just are able to finish every single time. It's like
Braden Sullivan a little bit out of control to the rim, can't get it to go. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Ogemaw Heights. No, by the Panthers. So it'll go to Ogemaw Heights with a chance to double up. Standish Sterling currently leading by 14, 29-15. Cooper Klan has it up top. Right side, Oliver Gruber. Gruber gets a screen from Dunn, and Braden Sullivan read the pass, and now he gets the steal, but now he falls down going for it, and Gruber's going to be able to go back and get it. Gruber will now go to Mason Dunn. Mason Dunn back to Gruber up top, and we have a timeout, I believe, for Ogemaw Heights. Take one with them. Back in 30, a WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Daniels Well Drilling of Sterling, and the Wilty Insurance Agency of Standish. 29-15, Ogemaw Heights over the top of Standish Sterling. Ogemaw Heights with the basketball out of the timeout. Cooper Klan Dribbling on the right side now, dribbles it up top. Double screen coming for him. Go to Oliver Gruber up top. Gruber drives right to the lane. No one stops him. And it's 31-15, Ogama Heights. Braden Sullivan with the basketball up top. Left side, Brody Sullivan. Right side to Proud. Ball knocked away by Gruber. He was never even looking at it, but he face guarded and gets a steal. Gruber down the lane. Right side, McDaniels. Up top to Clan. That's Miller. Miller inside to Dunn. Out to Clan. Clan dribbles into a mid-range jumper. Good. 33-15. 17-5 run. Truman King dribbles into mid-range jumper, misses everything. Rebound Brody Sullivan. He'll be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 1:28 to play in the first half, and I mean, Stans just looks discombobulated as all get out right now. I mean, Braden Sullivan's trying to will them with energy of getting to the rim. I mean, nobody else is getting going.
Stanish looks, you know, discombobulated, a little rough, but man, Ogama Heights just looks so ready to play right now. And, you know, what you said in your points earlier.
Brody Sullivan missed the free throw. Truman King got the rebound, though, and then he missed it. Rebound came down to Oliver Gruber. They got to get up court before the 10-second they do. Cooper Klein will dribble it across the timeline. Oliver Gruber now up top. Thought about the three and then spins into the lane. Goes up, and he traveled, switched that pivot foot halfway through there. Ogama fans don't like it. Right call. Right call. I don't want to say that too loud. We're on the Ogama side here.
I'll let you do the talking. I want to get home tonight.
Nick Nuremberg hands to Brody Sullivan. He'll drive inside. Blocked by Dunn, and now a foul coming. Blocking foul on Mason Dunn. Will send Brody Sullivan to the line to shoot two.
Well, if they didn't like the travel call, they really don't like this one.
Yeah, they really don't. That's Mason Dunn's first team eighth. Sullivan's free throw, no good. You wouldn't know that they're up by 18 points this side over here. Wouldn't know.
A lot of game left. I think the fans realize that. A lot of game left still.
Brody Sullivan, couple of dribbles. Second free throw, that one's good. Finally, Brody able to get a free throw to go. Makes it 33-16. Ogama Heights with the lead. Gruber dribbles it across. Braden Sullivan playing tight defense. Cooper Klan up top. He'll hand it off Quinn Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash now drives to the three-point line. That's how far back this offense is starting. They're out at the logo. Left side now, Oliver Gruber. 35 seconds left. And now it looks like Ogama Heights might be holding for one shot here.
Yeah, this started with 45 seconds left to go, and that's what they were looking to start doing.
Dan Quinn Kudamash turns it over. As he tried to drive inside. Truman King's open for three up top, and he just can't get it to go. And a rebound pulled down by Quinn Kudamash. 13 seconds left. He'll throw it up court and threw it into traffic. It's picked off. Right side, now it's Brody Sullivan in the lane, through the contact, can't get it to go, and no foul called, now a foul coming. 2.9 seconds left in the first half. And so now it'll be Brayton Sullivan at the line to shoot a 1-1.
We've had an interesting last little minute here with the whistles.
Yeah. Most of them correct, to be honest with you. It is loud in here. Braden Sullivan's first free throw, no good. And knocked out of bounds. And it'll be off of Oliver Gruber. So Stanish, with 2 seconds left in the half, will get one attempt at this.
Officials going to have a little discussion right here. They pointed at a Ogama Heights player before this discussion right here, so.
Got a technical foul coming.
I believe it's on number one, Ryland McDaniels, I believe.
And yeah, we got a technical foul. You were right, on Ryland McDaniels. So that'll send Truman King to the line to shoot two free throws. And Standish Sterling will get the basketball. This could be some big points here. First free throw good for Truman King. His first points of the game. And now Truman King shoots the second one. Good two. And now Standish will also get the last shot here of the second half. They'll inbound from the side. So Nuremberg will inbound. See if they can get Truman King a jumper here. Looking, looking, looking. They go to Sullivan. Sullivan drives, shoots it at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. So at the end of our first half, it is Ogama Heights 33, Standish 18 on WKJC, your power station for sports. A wild first half here in Ogama Heights, but a 15-point lead for Ogama Heights. Math is hard, all right?
All right. That's that high school of math.
Yeah, well... 33-18, Ogama Heights leads Standish Sterling. And just quick look at some of the stats. 9 points for Cooper Klein, 7 for Ryland McDaniels and Oliver Gruber leading the way. 7 for Braden Sullivan led the way. But all in all, I mean, discombobulated Standish Sterling, and yet they forced some turnovers. I mean, they did all right, but just couldn't score.
I think one of the big things is, you know, you talk about the key to the game for Ogama Heights keeping Standish out of the inside there. But Ogama Heights has had their way on the inside. That's really owned this game, is driving at the rim, getting rebounds there, and putting it back up. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the adjustments they made at halftime, what could happen here in the second half now.
Standish Sterling starts with the basketball, now working directly in front of us here on the right side. It'll be Nick Nuremberg in the left corner. Couple of dribbles, handoff Brody Sullivan. Sullivan thought about pulling into a three. Instead goes back up top to Brayden Sullivan. Left side, now back to Brody. Brody right side, Nick Nuremberg. Bounce pass to Brayden Sullivan in the right corner. He'll try the three and too long. And that's exactly what Ogama Heights wants. And now off the rebound by Dak. It was thrown and almost intercepted by Brody Sullivan. I mean, that's exactly what Ogama Heights wants. They've been daring Brayden Sullivan to shoot all night. Full court, man-to-man, it looks like, here by Standish Sterling. Braden Sullivan harassing Quinn Kudamash. She brings it across the timeline. Dribbling out there at the logo. Now left side, Cooper Klein back to Kudamash. Right side, Gruber. Now down to the baseline. That is where Ryland McDaniels is. He drives, tries a little reverse layup. He is fouled and got it to go. New line to shoot one more.
The beat goes on. They just keep getting those and-ones. And it's just by their relentless effort to get down to the paint. I mean, that is the mindset of Ogama Heights right now. They're going to get that ball there and take it down to the paint. And it's the Angels having a tough time defending it.
35-18, Ogama Heights. Now 36-18. Kind of just beating the snot out of the Standish Sterling Panthers here. Did not expect this coming in. They're doubling up the Panthers. Lead by 18. Truman King, who has not made a shot yet here today. Hands it off, Brody Sullivan drives left side, and that's a good drive by Brody Sullivan. He has 7 points on the night. Makes it 36-20. And Kudamash dribbles right at the right side, now to McDaniels. He'll drive baseline underneath left hand, no good. Rebound pulled down by Braden Sullivan. I think McDaniels expected more contact. Right side, Brody Sullivan pulls into a mid-range jumper, good. Makes it 36-20. Back to that full court man-to-man. Oliver Gruber will dribble up. Sullivan coming from behind him. Gruber switches hands, goes right to the lane. Hand off to Dak. Dak up and scores. Off the window on the left side. It's 38-22. Right side, Truman King. Guarded by Gruber, getting a screen from Prout. He drives, goes down low to Prout. Can't quite hang on to it. Knocked out of bounds off of Quinn Kudamash. Tried to bait the official into giving him that ball.
Well, you got to try it, right?
Got to try it.
It doesn't hurt to try. Just don't want to get teed up.
Don't. You don't want another one?
Just a little small talk.
Inbound goes to Brody Sullivan. He'll go back up top to Brayden Sullivan, and they will reset to the standard Sterling Panthers. Sullivan drives baseline, cut off by Cooper Klang. Good defense. Cross-court pass to Brody Sullivan into the corner, Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg looking instead, just goes up top to Brody Sullivan. He'll drive right down the lane, out to Brayden Sullivan. Pump fake to three, drive inside, tries to go inside, picked off by Kudamash. Two on one, down the lane, bounce pass to Klang. Klang in the lane, blocked by King. Oh, they're going to call a foul. One side angry in the first half, a different side of the gym angry on that one. That'll send Cooper Klang to the line to shoot two. This game brought to you in part by Sunrise Family Credit Union of Standish, Miller Feet of Prescott, and the DeBold Insurance Agency in West Branch. Cooper Klang makes the first free throw. Gives him 10 points on the night. First guy into double digits. Second one too long. Offensive rebound. Tipped around. Now goes to Brayden Sullivan. Panthers will bring it up. Trailing 39-22. Left side, Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg goes at left side now to Brayden Sullivan. Brayden Sullivan downloaded Truman King. Truman in the lane. Goes up. Got it with the foul. Truman King's first made basket of the game.
That's a big one. That's a big one. You can just start to tell Stanish is just starting to play just a little bit better. I mean, it was 36-18 the score. Now it's 39-24. Chance gets 25. Things are starting to be a little bit better for Stanish here. So they just got to chip away at it to get back in this game.
Free throw is good. 39-25. Ogama Heights still with a 14-point lead. Gruber being harassed by Sullivan. Coming over Nuremberg and able to get away from it. Are the Panthers left corner. Three guys run at Cooper Klang. Leaves Miller. Kudamash open right corner. He'll drive inside. Floater. No good. Rebound. Gruber can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Truman King of the Panthers. And here come the Panthers. Nuremberg cross court to Brayden Sullivan. He'll go right side. Brody Sullivan in the lane. Good. 6 quarter points already for Sullivan. Cuts the lead to 12. Kudamash in the lane. Left hand. No good. Rebound. Deck. Deck a pump fake. And he will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Fast pace. Fast pace. Let the Daytona 500 out here. One's going that way, one's going that way. Only difference is they're going left and right.
They are flying around this gym, no doubt. The energy is flying around this gym. Dak's first free throw. Good. Sawyer Dak, 4 points in the first half, 3 points already in this quarter. Extends that lead back to 13. Second free throw short, and we have a lane violation. So it wouldn't have mattered if he made it or not. So your Dak knew he shot it short and took off after it. Coming in for the Panthers, number 11. Caleb Emmons will check in for Cooper Broad for Standish Sterling. Here come the Panthers. Brayden Sullivan will bring it up on the right side. Left side now to Brody Sullivan inside to King. Three different Falcons collapse, and Sawyer Dak went over the back of him. And so on the pass inside, it'll be a foul. It's unnecessary. You had three guys around the ball. You could just play good defense. Instead, Sawyer Dak a foul. That'll bring Brett Bartlett into the game. Brock Bartlett, excuse me. Brock Bartlett checks in for the Panthers. Didn't see who went out of the game. Left side, Caleb Emmons. Emmons will drive baseline on Dunn. Go up at the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipping around. And finally, it'll be recovered by the Panthers in the lane. Brayden Sullivan got it with the foul.
Wow.
I didn't see it.
Well, what an effort. There was about 8 tips right there at least. And Brayden Sullivan comes down with it, gets the and one, and it's creeping. And they are back in this game right now. If he makes this, it's a 10-point game. Stanish is working their way into it.
They've just fought their way back in. Coach Coyne gave it some energy to his team there, and free throw is good. And the Sullivans, 9 points between the two of them. Quickly up court to Mason Dunn, who stops with it. Now he's being harassed. Ball on the ground. McClain able to come up and get it. And goes left side to Miller. 40-30, Ogemaw Heights. McDaniels in the baseline, and he's going to pick up a charge. Caleb Emmons flopped his way to a charge. I can tell you that right there. Wow.
You're not wrong, Red. You're not wrong.
Wow.
It's starting to get a little hostile in here.
Yeah.
It's picking up.
Yeah.
I mean, a 10-point game. Both crowds are into it. This is a packed place, and starting to get a little hostile.
4 minutes remaining in the third. It's 40-30. Sullivan drives and just dribbles it back out. Slows it up a little bit. Guarded by Miller. Left side now, Brock Bartlett. Bartlett to King. King face up. Drive baseline. Floater on the left side. Good. You're making the motion. I think you're right.
I just think it's time for Oklahoma Heights. Just, hey, let's take a timeout. Let's get a drink of water and cool off a little bit here because, you know, you were up by almost 20 points at one time. Now it's an 8-point game. Stanch got a lot of momentum. Don't be afraid to let your guys take a seat here and regroup.
Quinn Kudamash with the basketball. Drives left baseline. Bounce pass right side. Up top to Mason Dunn, who goes right side to Cooper Klan. Back inside Miller. Guarded by Sullivan. Miller's got it to go. On the right block. Miller's first bucket extends the lead back to 10. 42-32. Braden Sullivan will drive and a foul underneath. That is the fifth team foul, I believe, already on Ogemaw Heights. Goes on number four, Cam Miller. So only one more foul to give for the rest of the game here for Ogemaw. Bartlett will inbound underneath for the standard Sterling Panthers. Bounce pass into King, and here's going to be another foul. Miller all over him. And that was, out of all the whistles we've had, that was the easiest one of the day.
100%. He was all over him there. That was one of the obvious calls, and even the Ogemaw Heights fans know it. They're not that upraged over it. They know it. So that is the right call there.
That is the last foul to give by Ogemaw Heights. The rest of the way, Standard Sterling will shoot free throws. Braden Sullivan in the lane. Kick down to Bartlett. Can't get it to go. Rebound Oliver Gruber. Here come the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Gruber right side. Cooper Klan for three. Knock it down.
Big time basket.
Falcons back up by 13, 45-32, and a foul will send Braden Sullivan to the line to shoot a 1-1. Drove inside, jumped his way into the lane, and he's going to get the benefit of the doubt here. Foul will send him to the line, shoot 1-1. Foul goes on number two, Cooper Klan, his first, team seventh. Quinn Kudamash talking with the official who made the call. Just getting an explanation, even though he wasn't the guy who had the foul. Free throw good by Sullivan.
And this is one of the key points that I brought up on our pregame show. You know, Stanish being a 16-0 team, free throw shooting has to be such a big factor. A lot of those games, they had that lead. Now that they're in this 1-1 and almost being the double bonus here really soon, it's going to be a huge advantage for them.
Cale Coyne checks into the game, and Braden Sullivan airballed the second free throw. Oh, we have a lane violation? What's going to be the call here? They had something down low on Dak. It is a jump ball possession to Ogemaw. I don't know why, but that is the call. Now we're having the officials are talking with the two officials, or with the two coaches. So we have an airballed free throw. And, yeah, I'm going to guess that that is not the way that they want to go. Coach Jennings walked away unhappily. Even though the team's getting the ball, now you don't have the possession arrow anymore.
He's not the only one unhappy in the arena right now.
I think you're right. Ogemaw Heights with the basketball. Looking. Inbound to Cooper Klan, who bounces it back to Gruber. Now right side, Quinn Kudamash. Here come the Falcons. Left side, Cooper Klan into the lane. Goes right up at the rim. Emmons, I think, might have got a piece of it. Rebound comes down to Truman King. Truman King, bounce pass right side to Bartlett. Bartlett drives into the lane on the baseline. He is stopped out to Caleb Emmons. Pump fake on a three. Drives in on Kudamash, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. 2:24 to play in our third quarter. 45-33, Ogemaw Heights. This game brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of West Branch, Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and JT Nails of West Branch. Things are interesting in this gym right now. The energy in this gym is a little bit off. Emmons misses the free throw. I feel like neither side is happy about anything right now. We have two very angry sides. Nobody's happy.
It's tough to be happy sometimes. It's tough to be happy until those final zeros are up there. And only one team at the end of the day is going to be happy about it. So,
Emmons' second free throw. That one's good. He gets his first points of the night. 45-34. Ogama Heights, an 11-point lead. Gruber goes to Klan, and it's rejected. Now we've got a foul. And who's this one going to go on?
I believe it's number 12 for Stan.
No, it's going to go on Gruber. 12's going to the line.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Bartlett will go to the line. The shooter, 1-1. And now Coach Jennings is now getting into it. He's out at half court yelling. So now, and now we've got another stoppage. Quinn Kudamash ran over to his coach saying something. I'm not sure if that's a loose ball foul. Is this even a free throw? I'm not sure loose ball fouls end up in free throws. You'd have to say that Bartlett had possession to shoot 1-1 here.
It was definitely loose ball. There's no possession there.
I think it's got to be just inbound underneath, right? Now we're going to check. Now we're going to talk with Coach Jennings. Now we've got two more officials chatting. 45-34. Again, Ogama Heights at the lead. So here we go. We're going to shoot 1-1. All right, so now we're set. Bartlett at the line. The final 1-1 of the game, and can't get it to go. The ball out of bounds and off of Sawyer. Dak couldn't quite hang on. So it will stay with the Standish Sterling Panthers. It's amazing. It seems like everything has gone Standish's way in this quarter. They still trail by 11.
Yeah, and they started out so hot, but
Truman King, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Ogama Heights has done a really good job out responding. You know, every time that they foul or something, it's like Ogama Heights comes right back down and gets something of their own. So it's been back and forth, but still, Stanish finds himself down 11 points. But just being in this double bonus the rest of the way out is a huge factor.
That's the first foul on Nick Klein, who has checked into the game. Truman King at the line to shoot two. Now it does not matter the rest of the way as King knocks home the first. It will not matter whether it is a foul on the floor or a foul shooting. Standish will shoot two free throws for the last 10 minutes and 12 seconds of this contest. Second free throw by King, good as well. And he has 7 points in the quarter. Inbound to Klein. Ball on the ground, stolen by the Panthers. Sullivan back to King, who scores! Timeout, Ogama Heights! Standish has brought it back within 7 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish has brought the game within 7, 45-38. A fantastic third quarter by the Panthers. Ogama Heights with the basketball. 2 minutes remaining in our third quarter. Kudamash and Gruber swinging it back and forth. They got to get it across. Roma's at 10. They do get it just across the timeline. Gruber with the basketball up top. Ogama Heights, seems like they haven't played offense in forever. Mason Dunn sets a screen. Gruber into the lane. Loses the basketball. Ball on the ground. Panthers come away with it. Here comes Caleb Emmons. Emmons up top. Sullivan. Sullivan right side. King into a three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sawyer Dak to Oliver Gruber of the Falcons. Bounce pass inside, and it was taken away. Oh, Dak almost had it, a wide open one. Steal by Emmons. Here come the Panthers again, trailing by 7. Handoff Truman King. Dribbles into a three. It's short. That one might have gotten blocked, and it'll be out of bounds. And we'll go to the Ogama Heights Falcons.
We take that timeout. We come back, and we got two turnovers, three, four fast breaks down the lane, and an air ball.
And an air ball.
We've seen it all. Except a basket.
We're struggling with that.
Yeah.
Cooper Klan has the basketball, guarded by Sullivan up court. They do not see Mason Dunn by himself underneath the rim. That's unfortunate for Ogemaw Heights as Gruber dribbles in, goes right side, Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash into the lane, right hand, can't get it to go. And a rebound pulled down by Truman King. He's got to go up a little stronger there. Left side, Sullivan. Sullivan back to King. King into the lane, dribbles right through, stops, goes up and scores. Truman King willing the Panthers back in. 11 points in the quarter by number 30 alone. And the Panthers are back within five. Truman King pokes it away from Gruber. He gets a steal. Sullivan in the lane. Hand off to Bartlett. Kudamash. She's got a dive on it. And we're going to have a jump ball that will stay with the Panthers. But what a play by Kudamash.
Wild. And, you know, this jump ball comes back to possession arrow. What we were talking about earlier, you know, it comes back to a big play. But what hustle plays by both guys on there. I mean, wow. These kids are laying it all on the line today. And we're setting up for a classic fourth quarter.
We're going to have a fantastic finish. 45-40, Ogemaw Heights. A dominant third quarter so far by Standish. Up top now, Emmons. Emmons, couple of dribbles. Gets away from Kudamash. Emmons right down the lane. Pass down low, and Coyne is wide open for an easy layup. They had 18 points at the half. The Panthers did. They have 42 now. 15 seconds to go. Truman King pokes it away, but it is back to Ogemaw Heights. And now this one ripped away, and a foul coming on Standish. Only the fourth foul on the Panthers with 9.2 left in the third. Ogemaw will inbound underneath. 9.2 seconds again left on the clock. It's 45-42 Ogemaw. Gruber will inbound to Dak. 7 seconds. Dak working on Coyne. Back to Gruber in the corner. 3 seconds. They got to get the ball up. Shot at the buzzer. No good. At the end of three, it's Ogemaw Heights with a slim, slim lead, 45-42 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Fergie's Pizza of Standish, Bucks Country Cooking of West Branch, and West Branch and Rose City Automotive. 24-12, the Panthers won the third quarter, cut the lead to 45-42. Ogemaw Heights will start with the basketball. They inbound to Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels on the right side. Gets a screen. Inside, that's Dak who goes up and scores!
That's a great way to start your fourth quarter right there. Good set play, getting underneath the basket, and Dak with a great finish.
Pick and roll with Sawyer. Dak works, and it's all Ogemaw Heights up by five again. Brody Sullivan goes left side. That is number five, Kaysen Wendell. Goes right side to Brayton Sullivan. Screen from Truman King. Drives in on three people. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Brody Sullivan. Rebound. Can't get it to go. Get another rebound. Can't get that one to go. Brayton Sullivan. And an over-the-back foul by Brayton Sullivan. Will send it the other way. And the Ogemaw Heights side clearly erupts over here. A little sarcastically.
A little bit.
Oh, that. 47-42, Ogemaw Heights now with the basketball. They inbound to Quinn Kudamash. Sullivan will meet him, play him full court, man-to-man. Dribbles across the timeline, goes to that left side, hand off to Cooper Klan. They'll get into their set. Coach Jennings calls the play. He'll hand it off to Quinn Kudamash. Back to Cooper Klan, left side, dribbles into a three. Knock it down! Cooper Klan on fire today. He's got 16 points. And it's 50-42 Ogemaw Heights. Right side, Braden Sullivan gets a screen by King. King will shoot the three. Little short. Rebound controlled by Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels up to Quinn Kudamash. Here come the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Kudamash on the left side, guarded by Braden Sullivan. He'll dribble out towards the half court line. Crossover, work back to his left, goes now to Gruber on the left wing. Gruber gets a screen from Dak, bounce pass into Dak, that time read nicely by Truman King and stolen. Up court to Brody Sullivan, and he will lay it up and in. got ahead of everybody. Brody Sellman, 8 points in the half. He's got 13 total, 50-44 Ogemaw Heights. Up court to Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels in the lane, right side, too short. Rebound on the ground. McDaniels comes away with it, and he can't miss the layup. Oh, he missed two layups in a row. Rebound, Truman King. Rebound. Now it comes out to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan in the lane. Pass down low to Emmons. He misses the layup. That is three wide open layups missed. Rebound Ogemaw Heights, and Quinn Kudamash to Sawyer Dak. He can't get the layup to go. And now Wendell will walk it up to Sullivan. Now to Brody Sullivan in the lane. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Oh, man. That was basketball, ladies and gentlemen.
That was intense. That was intense right there. That's
no shooting percentages were helped in the last minute.
No, just all about the rebounds, you know.
Plenty of rebounding stats.
Yeah. All rebounds, no buckets. It's like Andre Drummond's out here.
Brody Sullivan misses a free throw. Still 50-44. That's the fourth foul on Quinn Kudamash. They leave him in the game, though. They need him. Brody Sullivan misses them both. Rebound Dak. And we've got a jump. Jump ball. That will stay with the Panthers. Nick Nuremberg will inbound underneath. And right to King. And he has it knocked away. Back to King. Right in front of the rim. Off glass and good. Makes it 50-46. Quinn Kudamash dribbling through the pressure. And it's picked off by Sullivan. What a play. And he tried to get it across court to Klan. Sullivan into the left. Back out to Bartlett. Right side. King open for three. Short. And got his own rebound. Up top, Emmons for three. Too long. And a rebound tipped around and controlled by Nuremberg, who wants a timeout. And now let's see what the call is. They called a timeout. They should get credit for it. They do. And so we'll take one with them. It's still Ogemaw Heights by four in WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you in part by Sterling Area Health Center, Vantage Plastics of Standish, Rose City RV Center, and Northern Power Sports of Mayo. 50-46. Standish will inbound from underneath. Nick Nuremberg will trigger right side to Braden Sullivan. They've been begging him to shoot all night. Now they go to Truman King on the right side, up top, Brody Sullivan. Sullivan, little jab step into the lane. Turn, fade away, good! Ooh. Oh, well, Brody Sullivan, 50-48.
Nasty little fadeaway. Standish not doing the press right now in this possession. A little surprise.
Gruber up top, right side, Klan, who's been fantastic today. He drives to the elbow, trespasses up top, nobody home. Sullivan gets the steal. Braden Sullivan in the lane, goes up and scores. We're tied at 50. And now we have Kudamash fighting through some contact. Goes down low, layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Braden Sullivan, quickly up court. Now goes to Emmons. Nobody's down low, and he can't get the layup to go. And now a foul, a block called on Standish. That'll be their sixth foul.
Ooh. And let me tell you, if that was not a blocking foul, we might have to move somewhere else.
I think so.
We might have to get out of here. If they called that a charge, you would have felt an earthquake in the West Branch Rose City area.
Oh, man. We're tied at 50. This game was 33-18 at the half. Ogemaw Heights had a big lead. It's into Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash, left side. Cooper Klein open for three. Too long. And a rebound pulled down by Truman King. He takes off going. Bounce pass. Brody Sullivan in the lane. Left hand. No good. Rebound King. And he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And so Truman King, a chance to give the Panthers their first lead of the game.
Crazy.
Undefeated Panthers, 16-0. First free throw. Good. 14 second half points by Truman King. And it's 51-50 with 3:53 to play. All the momentum right now in the navy blue. Second free throw by King is also good.
Stanish back with that full court press now.
Back to full court man-to-man, denying the ball. It's inbound to Gruber. Every free throw, the rest of their foul will go to free throws the rest of the way. Left side, Quinn Kudamash. Kudamash into the lane. Has it taken away. Step through, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Quinn Kudamash has been very into this game, wearing every emotion on his sleeve. One of the leaders, probably he's the leader of this Ogama Heights team. Fantastic player, number 23 in white. Free throw, a little long. And with 3:40 to play, Quinn Kudamash steps to the line to shoot the second free throw. Sawyer Dak checks out. Cam Miller checks in. They're going to go a little bit more perimeter defense. Second free throw by Quinn is good. Quinn Kudamash, his first points of the second half. He's got five total in the game. It's 52-51 Standish, 3.5 to play. Brody Sullivan with the basketball up top. Goes right side to Cooper Prout. Cooper Prout to Truman King, guarded by Miller. Right side, Nick Nuremberg. And Standish slowing the pace down. Brayden Sullivan up top. He drives left side. Through some contact, no good. Rebound, Cooper Prout. And Prout will go up top to Nuremberg, who will stop, wait for his point guard, and now goes left side to Brayden Sullivan. 3 minutes to play. Inside to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan fade away again. Got it to go again. 12 second half points for Brody. It's Panthers by three. Gruber will be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Falcons scored 12 points in the third quarter. So far, have scored six here in the fourth.
I love Gruber's effort right there, just drawing that foul. You know, Ogama Heights, you're down 3 points now. You got to push that pace down there. You got to be trying to get your offense in. Stanch doesn't want to slow things down a little bit, as we saw in the last offensive sequence. So Ogama Heights had to be a little aggressive here.
Which also I don't like for Standish. You've taken control in the second half by pushing Ogama Heights to the limit. Why are you slowing it down? But as Gruber makes second free throw, they are 16-0, so I'm not going to be one to complain, I guess. It is now 54-53. Standish with the basketball in the one-point lead. Quinn Kudamash tried to jump a pass just behind it. Drive inside, and right, it's a miss, and right side now. Here come the Falcons. It's Cooper Klan with the basketball. 2.5 to play. Quinn Kudamash with it now on the left side. Gets the play call from Coach Jennings. Guarded tightly by Nick Nuremberg. Quinn Kudamash gets a screen from Miller. Up top, Gruber. Gruber for three. No good. Rebound controlled by the Panthers. We'll give that one to Truman King. Right side, Brody Sullivan now to Brayden Sullivan. 2:07 to play. Panthers by one, 54-53. Sullivan for three. It's blocked. And we're going to say no, it was not tipped. So it's going to be just an air ball by Brayden Sullivan. Not the best shot attempt for Brayden Sullivan there.
No, I think, you know, Stanish, as your point, you know, push the pace a little bit, but still smart shots. You know, try getting it down low. That fadeaway has been working down there, and those, you know, offensive putbacks. So stick your guns down there.
Steal off the inbound. Truman King gets it to Brayden Sullivan to Brody, and one! Truman King stole it at half court. Got it to Brayden Sullivan. Touch pass to Brody Sullivan, who goes up and scores. And that is Quinn Kudamash's fifth foul. He is fouled out of the game. Brody Sullivan will shoot one more. 8 points in the quarter for Brody Sullivan, the sophomore for Standish. Chance to give him their biggest lead of the game at four, and he does. 57-53 Panthers. Sawyer Dak gets it on the right side. dribbles up past half court, goes to the corner, Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels looking, timeout Ogama Heights. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ooh, yeah. 57-53, Standish over Ogama. If you're Coach Jennings in that Ogama Heights huddle, what are you saying to your team right now, down four?
What I'm saying is a play. You got to draw up a play. You lost one of your best players, and not your best player due to falling out. You got a minute 50 left to use that timeout. Let's draw up something good here. Let's get this game within two or maybe even one, and get back on that defensive end and try pushing the issue a little bit.
Gruber to Mason Dunn. Mason Dunn back to Gruber. 1:45 to play. 57-53 Panthers. Right side Gruber. Gruber up top to Mason Dunn. Dunn inside McDaniels. McDaniels up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. Fought for on the ground. And the Panthers come away with it. Brody Sullivan will get it to Truman King. Truman King now to Brayden Sullivan. Left side Nick Nuremberg. 1:20. Left side to Brody Sullivan. Brody Sullivan up top. Brayden Sullivan. Left side to Cooper Prout. Up top, Truman King. Truman King working on Sawyer Dack, who now will foul Truman King. And if you're going to foul, that is not the guy. That is not the guy.
Yeah, I think you feel better about any of the other four players out there, but Truman King's already shown tonight, and he's probably shown, previously. He's the guy you want at the line if you're Standish, and that's not the guy you want if you're Ogama. So.
Second player of the game is fouled out for Ogama Heights. Sawyer Dack fouls out. Nick Klein checks in for him. Truman King will shoot two free throws. Panthers already lead by four, and he makes the first.
Got a minute left. I think Ogama, when they get this ball left, either you're going to have to get something quick or you have to look some good opportunities for three. And, Cooper Klein's shown the ability to make some threes today. So if he can get open, I think he needs to let one go here.
Second free throw, short, rebound Gruber. So it stays 5-point game, 58-53. And then Gruber threw it away from McDaniels. And it's a steal. Truman King is fouled. And with 57.8 on the clock, Truman King will shoot two more. McDaniels, that one just, not sure if he didn't think it was for him, what happened there, but he just let it go over his head, and there was no one behind him. It was picked off by, I believe it was Prout, who then flipped it to King. Smartly, going to get it to your best shooter. Knocks that one home. And after we said that Truman King, only 2 points in the first half, he had 11 in the third quarter to get him to 13, and he has 6 here in this quarter at 19, so he can have 20 points. He makes this, and he doesn't, because I said so. Cooper Prout gets the rebound and scores! Cooper Prout makes it an 8-point game, and now a foul coming. Well, send, I believe, Ogama Heights to the line. 61-53. And that is the third foul on Brody Sullivan. Oliver Gruber will go to the line to shoot the last 1-1 in the ballgame. Panthers lead by 8. They trailed by 15 at the half. First free throw by Gruber. Too long. Rebound pulled down by King. They don't want to foul Truman King. And Ryland McDaniels just kept hitting him, and finally they're going to give him the call. Truman King wasn't going anywhere. Give him a 10-second violation. Get the ball back.
Yeah, I think you want to play a little bit of defense there. Either he's just going to let it go or he's going to force a bad pass or something, but I think you want to wait a little bit, but Truman Kings gets another opportunity to get to that 20th point mark now.
Ryland McDaniels fouls out of the game. The third Falcon to foul out. Mason Dunn checks in for him. Truman King shooting two, leading by 8. Leading still by 8. He doesn't want 20 points. He's missed 3 of his last 4 free throws. He doesn't want it. He says 19's good with me. Makes the second. 42 seconds remaining in the game. It's 62-53. Oliver Gruber with it up top. Right side Miller out to Klan, setting a screen for him. He dribbles into a mid-range jumper way too long. Rebound pulled down by Nuremberg, who gets it to Truman King. And Truman King is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. As Nick Klein gets in his way, and it is Truman King versus the clock. 28.9 seconds remaining. That is the third on Klein. And a chance, believe it or not, the Panthers to get up by 10 points.
What a crazy second half that we saw here. And you just knew that a 16-0 stand of Sterling Central Panthers were not going to go away easy. You knew that they were going to have something left, and they showed it in the second half why they're 16-0 in the season.
Truman Kim makes the first. 8 points in the quarter, six of them free throws. Makes it 63-53. Second free throw, that one's good too. And now Gruber will dribble it up top for the Falcons. Drive inside, left hand, no good. Rebound Brody Sullivan, and they'll foul him. And they'll send him to the line. That is an interesting chant.
That's a first. That's the first time I've heard that one.
Oh, that is two interesting ones. Overrated at a team that's 10-8. That's interesting. And then, who's your daddy? That's a new one. That's a new one. Brody Sullivan's first free throw is good. Gives him 10 points in the quarter.
Now, both Standish and Omar are the same district, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up for that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to get it, but sign me up for it.
If everything holds the way it is, this will be a second-round matchup if Sullivan makes the second one. The Wednesday of districts would be Standish Ogama. 66-53, right side, three-pointer up and good! Number 22. That's Smith. I got to go into the roster to get the first name on Smith. That is Dominic Smith. That'll end our game. As Smith knocks home our final bucket. Our final score. Standish Sterling 66. Ogama Heights 56 on WKJC, your power station for sports.